Thanks, Mike. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Hello, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Yes, it is Friday night. I thought last night was Friday. That's why I was saying good night. Have a good weekend, everybody. Forgot that we got one more night tonight, which is great. We appreciate we're going to have John Lamb come on right here shortly and give us some interesting updates on the Clive and Bundy trial. Clive and Bundy and company, the entire group in different tiers are being tried for the crimes that they never committed, standing up for their property, standing up for their cattle. And this is definitely the most important trial of my lifetime as far as the amount of freedoms and liberties and that are affected by this, the outcome of this trial. Could really set the tone for a long time on how the Patriots are persecuted or not. So with that, I'd like to encourage people to support the broadcast. Remember, this show stands on activism. One of the most important activist things you can do is download a jury nullification flyer, make copies, and pass them out everywhere. You'll ensure that if you ever have to go up in front of the witches' court, that you're going to have neighbors and friends and people in that area that will be on that jury pool that will know what they're supposed to do, which is respect freedom and ignore unlawful statutes put forth by bar members loyal to the crown instead of loyal to the republic. With that, I'd like to welcome Gary and Chris. Let's say hello to, is John Lamb, if John Lamb's with us already, we're going to get right to, John Lamb first. John, how are you tonight? And you've got as much time as you need, so take it slow and give us every detail you can regarding the trials in Nevada today.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yes, today we actually didn't have any court, so it was kind of nice to get a little bit of a break. The last 4 days have been a roller coaster here in Nevada. We had last night, we didn't get out of court till almost 7 o'clock last night. It was like 6:35 or 6:40 when she released us from court.
Wow.
It was just, we could not, we was at a point where we could not stop, I guess, to have recess because we wasn't going to have court today. But she just continued it until we finished up last night. We just finished up with the government's first witness. And that was, it didn't end until 6:30 last night there. Like I said, this witness, the government brought this witness in to testify against these defendants and try to prove that these defendants did this crime. This witness testified more for the defense than it did for the government. That's how awesome it was. Her name was Mary Ludwig, and she is the head. What's that? Yeah, Mary Ludwig.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, Mary Ludwig. Yep, and she is the head BLM officer in Nevada, this whole state of Nevada, under above Dan Love. So we got the top person in charge as the first witness. And she testified for a day and a half there on the stand about what her involvement was and the water rights issues here in Nevada and the Bundy Ranch and who owned the water rights and why she started to impound the cows. This was all over $880. And it's hard to imagine. I'm sorry, $8,800, but $8,800 is all this was over. We spent millions of dollars. Yes, totally ridiculous. She finished up, and the jurors in this case get to ask the witness questions too. And that was the highlight of the day yesterday, is these jurors started asking questions that, out of curiosity, they're wanting to know about this case, too. And that gave us a little insight on what these jurors are thinking. One of the things they asked, it opens up our mind to them. We can see the jurors are actually considering things and thinking and wondering. They wondered. They said, well, how did Clive and Bundy own the water rights but didn't have the right to graze these cows on the same public land? They asked questions like, where is Dave Bundy? They wanted to know where Dave Bundy, the other brother that hasn't been brought to court yet, they want to know where he was at right now. And he's currently been sitting in prison in Pahrump, Nevada for 2 years without a trial. So these jurors are questioning these things. Well, where are these other guys? If there was big conspiracy, why are there only four defendants in this case? Why isn't there 20 of them or 19 of them? You know, where's the other defendants and what's happening? And, you know, the judge, they don't want these jurors to know that. They just pretty much tell them, that's not your concern. Don't concern yourself about any other defendants or anybody else who has committed crimes or possibly has. Your job is only, you know, concern about these four defendants. They're continually trying to hide stuff from these jurors, trying to hide things from the public. And it's a secret court when you're hiding things like that. And how can you get a fair trial? But what we see is we see the jurors seeing through this corruption. And we're happy at this point where the case is going. It is definitely being exposed one day at a time. It's baby steps, but it's definitely being exposed. So we had a good week this week.
That's very interesting that the government's main defense, the main prosecution witness, has actually worked out better for the defense. Any specific comments that you could point to, or anything else you want to mention?
One of the big things that came out, these guys are charged with two counts of extortion. The BLM, the federal government, is claiming that that Clive and Bundy and all his helpers here, all these defendants, extorted these cows away from the BLM. So there's a felony extortion charge. There's two forms of this. This witness testified under oath that, and she's the head, she gave the order to impound these cows and do what she's done. And Ryan Bundy asked her, well, what were you going to do with the cattle? She said, oh, we were just getting the cows off of public land is our only job. We didn't have permission to keep the cows. We were just gathering these cows off of trespass land, and we were going to give them back to Clive and Bundy, your father.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can get extortion out of that. She said, the worst scenario, we would take the cows and sell them and give Clive and Bundy the money. Well, that's not what the federal government has been saying for 2 years or 4 years.
In reality, did they not start slaughtering the cattle, or am I mistaken?
They did. They killed over 40 cows, had backhoes. They dug holes out there in the desert. They buried these dead cows. So not only did they kill somebody else's property, kill these cows that belong to Clive and Bundy, you know, they had them impounded, and the government has charged the Bundys with extortion by stealing the cows back. And this BLM agent here that works for the BLM, the head of the BLM, claims that they were just getting these trespass cows off the land so they wouldn't be a danger to the public, and they was going to give the cows back to Clive and Bundy. So I don't see how this.
You think the jury saw them for the liars that they are?
They have. Yesterday was plain to see that they're seeing through it. Because when they asked about the water rights, that was a big question. They wanted to know who delegated the water rights. Was that the BLM, or how did someone get water rights? They wanted to know, you know, how that all worked. And this lady, she testified that the water rights were not given by the federal government. The water rights were obtained by the state of Nevada. And then the jurors wanted to know as well, if the state of Nevada owned the water rights, how could the state of Nevada own water rights on federal property? So that made a conflict of interest there, and the jurors were trying to figure this out, and they said, well, even on public ground that's controlled or owned by the BLM, the state has certain rights and say-so on those land, and one is the water rights. And Clive and Bundy has owned those water rights from the state of Nevada for 140 years. You know, his family has for several generations here.
Mm-hmm.
So it showed the jurors, I think, that was their question they was getting at is, you know, is it possible if Clive and Bundy has owned the water rights for 140 years, his family, is it possible that actually Clive and Bundy is right, and he's had the grazing rights also for 140 years in his family?
Sure.
And how did the federal government come into existence years later, the BLM anyway, the BLM come into existence and kick those raising rights away in 1993 when he's had it since 1877 in his family.
Yeah.
So there were some good questions there. The jurors went right to the point, and they asked probably the best questions of the day.
It sounds good. It does sound like they're asking the right questions. They're questioning the authority. They're not questioning, the defendants. They're questioning the rights of the defendants, right?
They definitely were. Well, the jurors were awake. It was a long day and a half of testimony, but they were awake and they did ask the right questions.
The judge had to be worried at one point.
So Ryan Bundy, I guess at one point, Ryan Bundy was up asking some questions of the of this witness, and this witness revealed that the FBI had done a threat assessment of the Bundys before the impoundment, and the BLM had did a threat assessment of the Bundys before this impoundment started back in 2014. This here is new evidence that we did not even know about. We've been trying to figure this out. We've been asking questions, and the prosecutors have said no such thing took place. The only people that did a threat assessment was the BLM, and the BLM found that the Bundys were dangerous, so they needed these armed goons, the BLM, to come out there with sniper rifles and AR-15s and pointed at women and children. But there was a threat assessment that was done by the FBI that was never, ever given to them, to the defendants here. And we found out in this testimony yesterday that this was done. Ryan Bundy said, what was in that threat assessment? What did the FBI have to say? And she said the FBI said the Bundys and their supporters were of no threat. And they found no cause. Yes. And that has been held back from the defense team for the last 4 years here. 2 years while they've been in jail. So that's was some very interesting information we found out there. And this proves more and more that these prosecutors have been hiding evidence yet, they failed to disclose all this evidence. They're not looking for the truth. They're only putting together anything that they feel that is incriminating in any way and twisting it to convict these defendants at all costs.
Surprise, surprise.
So in the last week, to recap some of it, in the last week of this trial, we have found out there was video surveillance cameras that was set up, even taking pictures of the inside of the Bundy home while Cliven Bundy was on the phone. There were snipers in multiple locations surrounding the Bundy home and ranch. There was this threat assessment done by the FBI that was failed to be given to the defense team. Dan Love's computer and all of his emails have disappeared. There's just multiple things that have been revealed in this trial so far that has been failed to be revealed in the last two trials. The defendants needed that information, and it was held back from them, and just that alone should be cause that this trial should be dismissed, and not these guys should be let go and go home.
Absolutely, and it's got to help the appeals case for the other people. That's got to be grounds for an overturn on appeal.
It definitely does. It's definitely going to help them big time.
What was the atmosphere with the security situation? Were they still abusing the courtroom? Were they abusing courtroom observers? How were they treated? How close can you get the idea of jury nullification to people, around the courthouse?
Well, we have jury nullification pamphlets and a great big old banner that we end up making. This banner is about 5 foot tall, 20 foot long. And we set this big banner up in front of the courthouse every single day.
Beautiful.
And so they have to pass it. They have to see it. Hundreds and hundreds of people every day walk past it. there are one of the potential jurors on that was called in on this case, and then they didn't make it as a juror, so they was just a potential juror. After they were released from the case, they came down there and talked to us a while, got the information from us, and they wanted to know more about this, if they're ever called to be a juror again. So we are really spreading the word. The jury nullification thing is out there. The pamphlets are there. We've got the T-shirts. Of course, they won't let us wear these T-shirts in the courtroom, but they we're outside with them all day. There's many supporters out there, and we are definitely spreading the word about jury nullification.
All right, so the jury's got to be getting the message through somehow or another. They're catching wind of it. Yeah, that's beautiful. Nice work. Wow,
they definitely are. Yes,
I'd say as the week in the witch's court can go, this one went about as good as it can. The jury is asking the right questions. They're obviously in the frame of mind of being like, "What the heck's going on here?" I mean, if this guy did this, then why are you doing that to him? If he has this, then why doesn't he have that? I mean, it's very clear. I mean, all it's going to take is one juror to stand their ground and nullify, and it's over. So I think I'm just going to be a little optimistic tonight because, you know, it's a little out of character for me. But I'm going to say, you know, I think maybe the worst case scenario is a hung jury. Best case is that, you know, maybe we get these defendants to walk. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing?
That's the way we feel it also. I mean, the way it's going right now, here's one big move the government, the judge, just made too yesterday evening. The prosecutors have really objected at nothing so far. They have been like, their heads have been in their lap yesterday and the day before. Almost literally no objections coming from them. The defense team now has been objecting to a lot of stuff that the prosecutors were trying to lead the witness, make her say things that she didn't even know nothing about. She even said she didn't recall, and they were still trying to pull it out of her. And so our lawyers have been really objecting to a lot. The judge yesterday evening made a ruling just at closing that she said there's going to be no more objections in her courtroom in front of the jurors. That all objections will be taken to a sidebar.
That's absolutely absurd. I mean, who does this woman think she is? That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's got to be grounds for overturn on appeal. I'm seeing one after another, after another, after another. My God.
It's shocking because it seems like every time we get them in checkmate, you know, we've got all these moves made up. She just takes it a step further and changes the rules again. That's how corrupt this court is. Even if we are getting small steps at winning this, they're trying to prevent it. They're making sure there's not a fair trial, and they're changing the rules every time we turn around to try to make it just a little bit harder for these defendants to fight their case.
Boy, a little bit harder, a lot harder. I mean, Mike,
a lot harder.
Stacking the deck against the accused, and on top of that, being accused of victimless statutories. Oh, it's just wow! But what a great work with the jury nullification, boy. This would be really. I'm praying. I want everybody to pray hard on this. We're going to get to Gary in a minute for a prayer that the jury does the right thing. But it sounds like this judge is just a blinded. And I don't mean, you know, physically, visually. I mean, just, you know, she's a blind communist. She's hardcore. She's a totalitarian. She's like, she thinks she's in a military tribunal. She thinks she's a general. She's got absolute command and control freak. She's on a power trip. She's been completely brainwashed into believing that any government can do no wrong. She's exactly the type of mentality, the type of mindset that Hitler and all the other dictators relied on to slide into power and to get away with whatever they wanted to do. And we won't argue the details about that, but we know all those dictators are nightmares, whether it's Hitler or Obama or, you know, Clinton or Trump or whoever. None of them do any good for freedom. They're all about preserving the system in some way that they see it.
you know, it's going to be a new world order in their mind, and it's good. And by the way, Hitler did use the word new world order, just like most of the other presidents like George Bush did, and I thought that was very interesting. But, yeah. Well, it's great that you have the jury nullification banner. That's awesome. I'm sure that's causing the judge to just absolutely lose her mind.
Oh, it definitely is. They don't like it down there. You mentioned about what the marshals were like and the security and the police. The inside the courtroom, there's an average of 12 marshals at all times, and sometimes even as high as 20 marshals, U.S. marshals. They're just jam-packed in that courtroom with these marshals. They literally act like these guys are domestic terrorists. You know, these defendants are chained all the time in the courtroom. Ammon Bundy dresses in, he's in a prison jumpsuit that says detainee on the back. His father, Cliven Bundy, is dressed in a bright orange, same as Ammon, jumpsuit. And they're both chained down. Ryan Payne is, you know, he's chained down. So that they chain up these defendants all the whole time of court. There's not any time at all they're not unchained. And they treat them like animals. It's just no dignity at all. They treat them like they're criminals.
Well, geez, boy, that's not going to prejudice the jury very much. The guys come in chains like they're some kind of a wild animal that's about to get loose and devour everybody in the courtroom.
Yes,
you want to talk about prejudicial? Yeah.
And Ryan Bundy, he said it well. He got to talk to the jurors in his opening statements. He said, "Are you going to judge me for the way I look? Way I dress, and or are you going to look at the facts here? Look at the truth." And he said, "There's two sides to this story. The government's got their twisted version of it." He says, "We want you to hear the whole truth, every bit of the truth." He says, "And I know that the truth will set me free." When you hear the whole truth, he said, "You will set me free." That's what he told him. He said, "You'll be able to find me not guilty at the end of this trial." And it was very powerful speech that he gave to the jurors.
Was that Ammon or Ryan?
That was Ryan Bundy.
Ryan, right. He's representing himself, yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes. Every one of them, even the lawyers, gave very, very good opening statements to the jurors. That Ryan Bundy's, there was literally people wiping tears off their cheeks. Even some of the jurors, his was so heartfelt and so well-spoken because he could speak himself, he could talk about it. And he put a photo of his whole family up for the jurors to see. And one of the attorneys said they've never, ever seen a defendant get to put a photo up of his family for a complete hour for the jurors to see. And what Ryan Bundy said, he said, "I want you to take a good look at this picture." He said, "This is my family. I've got six daughters and two sons and a beautiful wife." He said, "This is me. This is my identity. This is who I am." He said, "My driver's license is not who I am. This is who I am. This is my family," he says, like that. And he said, "Let's talk about me and my family and why I'm here." And he says, "You know, I want you to hear the whole truth, why I'm here, why I was fighting for freedom. It's not for me, it's for my family, for America, for everybody." So it was a very powerful speech.
Wow.
But we finished first week. Monday, yep. We start, we're back again. We're going to hear our second witness on Monday, and we're still rolling forward. It looks like at this moment we're going to go through this whole trial unless some miracle happens or this case is totally dismissed. But at this moment, the judge is still going to allow this tyranny to continue, and even with this new evidence, she's determined to ignore it, and she's Let it keep rolling the way it is.
Yeah, it's really sad. It
I wish everybody would repent and come around and end up doing the right thing. And there are just certain people who will not ever, and it's sad because I want to think that there's hope for everybody, but there's certain people in this, I mean, and many people, and almost most of them gravitating toward corporate and toward government, that are just incorrigibly evil and will stop at no end to uphold the Antichrist system as best they can and persecute as many patriots along the way because they know that we're the real deal. This is where the truth is. It lies in freedom and it lies in the truth. It doesn't lie in a statutory admiralty, you know, a system of, you know, private esquires getting into public office and then passing statutes that are just going to destroy anything and everything that the people have ever done, whether it's grazing their cattle, traveling, opening a business, etc. So, John, can you stay with us for just a couple minutes after the break, and then we'll let you go because I know you got a lot to do. We're going to take a quick break here. We got John Lamb. We got a break coming up in about a minute. I just wanted to see if John Lamb one more segment, see if he had any final thoughts on where he thought this was going with the Bundy trial. And once again, the RBN network is where you're getting this, people. I checked around some other networks today, and nobody's talking about the Bundy trial. Some of the local outfits out there in Vegas, maybe, because they have to. I mean, you can only ignore this so much without completely losing your credibility. But many outfits in this alternative truth media movement are losing their credibility and willing to do that. They're still pimping, you know. I mean, I got to say it. I heard InfoWars was talking about a white British guy who wants to be an Asian woman. And naked men dancing around in front of little children. You know, and okay, and I know that's a big problem, but that it sounds more like the National Enquirer NewsHour than it does, you know, let's get her done and get and resurrect the Republic. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, and we'll get with Gary and Chris in a second. John Lamb is with us. We appreciate it. We'll be right back after this break.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get right back into it because we have John Lamb, and we appreciate his time being with us tonight. I feel really blessed to be able to be here doing this broadcast because I'm learning as much as I am, you know, putting out there. I'm taking in as much as well, and this is great because, I mean, I search around looking for news and updates on the Bundy situation and others, and I'm getting just absolute distraction and garbage. I mean, things that don't, in this grand scheme of things, with what's going on with the Patriot persecution, the rest of the stuff doesn't really mean much right now. We got to get back to this and fix this problem. This is just absolutely ungodly, the massive persecution that's going on in this country. And so we had a question from excellent broadcaster, another broadcaster on this network, PJ Barton, wanted to know, John, could you tell us what kind of media was at the trial? Friendly or unfriendly, so to speak? How much mainstream media, how many independent reporters? Describe the media situation at the Bundy trials in Nevada, please.
Well, I have been surprised at how many media has showed up for this one. Last two trials, we've had very little. We have one whole side of the courtroom, the gallery there, plumb full of media. And it's a mixture over there. There's a lot of them that These media people have been coming up actually shocked at what's coming out because it's not fitting the narrative that they wanted to report on. So it's making them look bad the way they have reported in the past. We've seen somewhat of a change in the media. They are there. They're still not really reporting because it's not the narrative they want to, I don't think. But we do have also some good media. We have people like Redoubt News from Idaho. We have another newspaper from Oregon. This lady actually came down to Portland, Oregon, and stood with us on the corner for days on end. And she ended up landing a job at a newspaper there in Oregon, and now she's reporting faithfully for the Bundys. We've got quite a few observers, just all of us that are in there. I would say close to 20 of us that are writing our own notes. This trial, we're reporting. We've got like Kelly Stewart from Washington there. She's been reporting. We've got Gina Harden from California. She's been reporting. just a numerous different people. It's been awesome to see so many people that have taken an interest and do want to report the truth. Even Maxine Bernstein from the Oregonian, she's been there almost every day of the trial reporting. And watching her grow, like back in Portland there at the first trial, we were disappointed because we thought that she was not reporting the truth. And she was had that narrative against the Bundys. But this trial, we've seen a big change in her. And her articles have reflected that. They definitely have. I think she's seeing through the truth. Because we used to call her out all the time. He's over there in Portland, we would say, we're sitting in the same courtroom you are, Maxine. How are you getting this information you're getting? Because it's not the same as ours. And now it's her writing is almost just like ours.
Very interesting. You see, you and we are setting the narrative, and the narrative is the truth.
Exactly. So I've been impressed, really, with the media that has been there. I really have.
Well, excellent. Okay, so far, so good. That's a very thorough update. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we let you go? You've given us 45 minutes, and that's huge, because I know you have a family, and they're keeping you late at the courthouse. I know exactly what you're going through. I've been down to, it's a long day to get there early, you know, get yourself established, get your activism done with the jury nullification spread the word deal, and then cover the trial, and then they have these long breaks that take an hour or two, and you got to find some place to eat if not too expensive, or if you haven't brought food with you, and then you got to stay late and then get back to your family with travel time, and you still, I know what you're going through, and I really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to discuss, John, before we say goodnight, and we'll check in with you, let you get some sleep, well-deserved, and check in with you next week. Anything else that we missed? I think you covered everything. What else?
Just a little update on Oregon. Just one little thing. We've got some sentencing coming up for some of the guys that were at the refuge that got found guilty. The four guys that were in the last trial in Oregon, they got charged with pretty much one charge apiece. One of those guys has a sentencing coming up this coming Monday, and his name is Daryl Thorne, and he's looking at about 33 months in prison is what they're expecting for him to get. Well, keep him in your prayers over there. It's a tough deal when most of all the others were acquitted, and you got four guys that were not acquitted. They got charged on some minor charges. But other than that, yes.
Do you know the name of the judge and is it the same judge for all four people?
Same judge. Judge Anna Brown. And she has made an announcement. Yes. She made an announcement that she's going to retire as soon as the last one of the defendants in the Bundy case is sentenced.
Yeah, so how convenient.
She's at the end of her career, yes.
Yeah, she's getting put out to pasture because I don't even think her own witches and fellow Nazis are happy with what she did. I don't see how they could be. There cannot be that many evil people in the system, but I know there are. I see it all the time. I wish it weren't true. But, wow, and once again, Anna Brown. People, I don't have her number right in front of me right now. I'm just going to leave it up to everybody out there to give Judge Anna Brown's court clerk a call. Be polite and be professional. Don't be threatening her. You know, obviously, I don't tell, you know, our listeners are pretty smart and know what's going on. If it's someone who does something stupid, it's not one of us. But give a call and ask for leniency. You respectfully require. We're not asking, we're telling, but we're telling you respectfully. We respectfully require you to provide leniency to these patriots who are simply standing on what this country was founded for. And Mrs. Witch, you're enjoying the freedoms that the original patriots founded and what they stood for, you know, fought for anyway. I mean, you enjoy the fruits of the freedom in this country. And these people are the ones who are really enforcing it, certainly not the courts. And we require leniency. And just let your voice be known and try to put in a call. If the phones are quiet and they get a stiff sentence, if the phones are melting off the hook, I've seen it make a difference. It very often will move the court to do closer to the right thing than it would have without the public pressure. So once again, Anna Brown, we're watching the entire world. Tell her the entire world is watching. Do you realize what's happening? And there's no, and you don't have to threaten anybody, but you can say in a very nice way, you know, the long arm of justice will eventually catch up with all those who have persecuted free people, no matter if you had a government job or not. It doesn't matter. You're just like the rest of us, and you will be put up in the same trial that you're requiring of other people. Once again, live by the sword, die by the sword. And you don't have to go too far with that, but you can gently say, you know, this is not the end of justice. There has to be trials for the people who locked up the patriots that were simply standing on what this country was founded for. We got to have our Nuremberg, so to speak, and we'll get around to that. So you know, you want to be firm with these people. Don't let them think that you know this is just normal. They think it's normal. I guess these witches think it's. I don't think they can feel that the evil that they're doing. I think they're ice cold. It's like they have ice water running in their veins instead of blood. And with that, John, I really appreciate you being with us. So people, you know, lend your voice to the guys in Oregon who are going to be sentenced. You know, maybe he'll get, you know, 24 months or 12 months instead of 33 months, and you can might help somebody save a huge chunk of their life just by putting a little more pressure on this judge. And it's the same judge. This is not a new. You don't have to do much research to know this is a corrupt witch. So, but try to be, you know, of course, when I call, we're not going to call her a witch to her face, but we'll try to keep that on the radio airwaves only. But you can be professionally and at least put some pressure on in support of the guys in Oregon who are going up for sentencing very shortly. So with that, we're going to let John go and get some sleep. John, can you come on with us next week and keep us updated? You do such good work, and we very much value presence here on the RBN network.
Yes, I'll definitely be happy to. We have court again starting Monday morning at 8:30, so I'll definitely be happy to keep you updated next week.
Well, God bless you. Really, I'm serious about that. We ask that the Creator will be on your side and watch over you with his sword and his shield, and will protect you from all the evil that you will be literally, you know, staring down face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball. So our prayers and our thoughts are with you, and we'll see you again early next week, John. Thanks again.
Thank you, Eric. Goodbye.
Wow, excellent broadcast. Hey, do we have Gary and Chris? Gary, any thoughts on that? And can you give us a prayer for the persecuted patriots?
Got it. This is Gary Dunn. I have just a quick question. I was going to ask you this since he's gone. And this may be a little bit dumb, but I'm wanting to ask this question. Has the Bundys and anybody in that situation been offered a plea, or do they wait later on in the trial to offer them a plea?
I'm not positive of the. Well, no. The plea quite often. I'll answer your second question first.
Thank you.
Quite often throughout the trial, they'll sweeten the deal, you know, with the plea offer to try to get you, you know, try to scare, well, we look like the jury's going to convict you. Are you sure you don't want to do this? We'll knock another year, a couple off, and we'll just go with this and blah, blah, blah. So that, it does change, and it does stay on the table throughout the trial. To answer your question, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure they were offered a plea bargain, and I'm pretty sure they turned it down. We'll get an answer from John on that next week, but I can almost guarantee you that the government did offer them some kind of deal. And that if that is the case, they've obviously turned it down because they're going for moving forward with the trials as we speak. So that's about the, I'm about 90% sure, you know, confident of that one, but I'm not positive. So that's up in the air. If anybody's got the answer to that, call us in. We can ask John that next week, but, I would almost bet dollars to donuts that the government offered him something and they all said, no, we're, you know, they're doing the Patriot thing. They're going right to the trial. They're going to pray for jury nullification and the Lord to do the right thing through the jury and get their day in court, so to speak, rather than, you know, out of fear, cop a deal. I don't blame people who take the plea bargain, though. I really don't. I never rag at people and tell them. I've never suggested to anybody, don't take the plea bargain. I would never do that. It's up to you. I always tell people it's up to you. Whichever way you want to go, I'll help you. If it's somebody I'm courtroom observing or assisting them in writing up a document, you know, I'll say, hey, you want to take the plea? I completely understand. Get this behind you. Move on with your life. There'd be other bigger battles to fight. Maybe you can do more good for the freedom movement by taking a plea and taking a little hit, so to speak, and then be able to operate from the outside of prison instead of inside, where you can do much more for the freedom movement. I mean, it's just you'll be more effective in this on the outside. I wouldn't be able to broadcast this from, you know, from inside prison like Tom can't. He may not be able, may or may not be able to from a halfway house. We don't know. So does that answer your question? Gary, I'm pretty sure that they probably were offered a deal, and obviously they would have turned it down because we're here at the trial. But I, if they wanted to take a plea bargain, they could easily go back to the state, the prosecutor and say, we'll take it. So I'm sure everything's still on the table, and I'm sure they're saying, nope, we're going all the way with the jury.
Well, that's very good, right? That's very good answer. Very good answer. I think maybe I may be lost a little bit in the court system, even as much as you taught me to call in the courts and things. I slipped my mind on that, but I thought it was a good question to ask for the general public also.
It is an excellent question because there really hasn't been much talk about that. But you know, everything's going to the trial. This is what real patriots do. I mean, they try to stand as far as best you can, live to fight another day. I mean, this is it. I mean, for the Bundys, this is, they're not going to, you know, be in and out of court. I mean, this is kind of the sink or swim. You know, it's either walk away and get acquitted or a hung jury, or it's, you know, if they're found guilty, it could be a long trial. I don't even want to speculate, but we all know it could be, you know, the court's not going to be merciful on the sentencing, I don't think. I would hope they would be, and we'd try to do a phone blitz and do the best we can with public pressure. But, you know, this is it. It's all or nothing now, and I think they're just saying, you know, this is the big one here. So we're going to go to the trial. No deals. We're going to let the jury hear everything if possible. I mean, if the witch would stop getting in the way and do what she's supposed to do and be nothing more than a referee to make sure people aren't clubbing each other with canes or spitting at each other on the courtroom floor. I mean, that's about all the witch is supposed to do. It's just make sure everybody stays cool and gets her done. I mean, she's telling them who can think this and what people can wear. And this. I mean, she really thinks it's her. They've been brainwashed into thinking it's their courtroom. I mean, and I guess, you know, in their warped statutory legalese and the incorporation and the privatization of the property and the procedural garbage and the statutes they passed, they do think it's theirs. But, I mean, it's not. It's as if you're going to claim you're in the United States of America. This is the court of justice and equality, supposedly. You know, I mean, if it were an ideal, if we were getting what we're supposed to be getting, which is, you know, this delusion of freedom. Oh God, and I hear people saying, you know, this country's still the best and we're still free and the other countries suck and blah, 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 blah. Man, I know many migrant people who have migrated from other countries here, nice people, really cool. They'd be a great asset to this country. And they're going home because it sucks here so bad. One guy, poor guy, was fishing on a creek somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation asswipe comes down and writes him a ticket because the fish was 11 inches long instead of 12 inches long. I mean, this is the type of crap we get in the United States right now. They're not getting that in Vietnam. They're not getting that in where were some of the other countries. I think one of them was Syria. One was Vietnam. I mean, these are countries that supposedly, you know, falling apart in chaos, and these people were willing to go back there and get the hell out of the USA because it sucks so bad with the new modern witches and Nazis police state that we have, courtesy of your local judicial vicar and vicar general, who are nothing more than gatekeepers for the archbishop who manages the whole show in the area. Now, are they working for the Zionists? Sure. But they need each other so much, it's just an equals left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. It's okay. What do you want to call the left foot, the ass kickers, and the Jesuits, and the intelligence agencies, and the right foot is the Zionist financier, banker, cabal, Ashkenari, whatever you want to call them. Put your label on them. We know who we're talking about. The wealthiest families or individuals pulling the purse strings of all the banks and the multinational corporations. Yeah, but they need each other. The financiers can't get it done without the executioners. The executioners have nobody to pay them without the financiers. So it's equal liability. With that, we got a break. So we're going to be right back at Derek the Freedom Streamer. We'll get talking with Chris after this. Join us, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back on the RPN Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you being with us tonight. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's still Resurrect the Republic. It's, we're waiting for Tom to get back out, and so hopefully he'll be with us soon. He's on his whole situation is winding down, and that's a huge blessing. So he should be back. He should be back with us in the near future. So we'll keep praying for Tom, all right? Because he's been locked up, and but we move forward as best we can and try to bring more truth and more news out. Keep the whole thing alive and up and running here. We appreciate y'all joining us tonight. So, Chris, I'm sorry to bring you in so late. I appreciate your patience. We just had to get with John Lamb tonight, as you heard. I found it very interesting that the government, the prosecution, is having to almost treat its own witness as a hostile witness.
I think that's wonderful, Eric. In fact, I'm just so grateful that we have John Lamb down there because he's such an excellent courtroom reporter. He brings us the play-by-play, the blow-by-blow, and gives us a true rendition of what's going on in Gloria Navarro's Star Chamber Spanish Inquisition Court, where she has got her thumb, in fact, probably got her rear end on the scales of justice as the co-prosecutor, lead prosecutor on the federal defense team or prosecution team. And so she's definitely not unbiased. She's gets paid by the feds, and that's where her bread is buttered, and she knows it very well, and so she portrays it very clearly, plainly. Therefore, she is not an unconflicted, unbiased, and she should be recused, and she probably should be polaronto'd from the federal court forever because of her abuse of discretion.
Well, if we had a real government, that would happen. But now, is she an elected judge or an appointed judge?
Well, Harry Reid selected her, which is kind of a rubber stamp for appointment with the Democrat Party of the Obama administration when she was appointed. one of those holdovers of the Obama administration of their Antifa, their fascists posed as anti-fascists.
So even though they went through the motions of nomination and confirmation, it was pretty much, like you said, when you're dealing with people who are all of the same, political club corporation, then you know what the outcome's going to be. It's like you said, it's nothing more than a rubber stamp. There's no process really, other than it's just for show and for looks, for appearances.
It's kind of like Harry Reid had Neil Kornsey appointed to the BLM, who used to be mentored whenever he was doing his law student work in Harry Reid's office. So he was being groomed particularly for this particular job so he could help them steal land from Americans and convert it to their own private, unjust, egregious enrichment use, along with the Chinese selling us out to our enemies to embed them in the country so they have a launching platform to take over America under the war where they're planning on taking over this country. He's an American traitor and enemy.
The depth of the conspiracy, the actual planning and conniving and backroom dealing and throat cutting and all the other chicanery that they're pulling off, it's so pandemic. It's almost unbelievable to me how far we've come. We're not naive enough here at the RBN Network to ask the question, why isn't Trump doing something about all this? Why is it taking up? Because he's there, put in there to hold the line like an offensive lineman and protect the globalist agenda, which is basically the quarterback, which is the globalist agenda, and hold the line until more progressives and liberals come in and keep pushing these things forth. They're simply being held into place by the current neocons, which this new Trump thing looks nothing like, just the almost identical to the same old Bush administrations. Do I hear music?
After we get back, I got a little more for you.
Very good. All right, we're going to check out a quick break, and we'll be right back after this with Eric, Gary, and Chris. Join us, 800-313-9443. I'll say that following the break. I'll be right back. Thanks for staying with me.
Breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.